day and welcome to Sunday Replay for June 30th, 2024. I'm your host, Donna Miller, and this week we have a special episode in honor of our fifth Sunday service project. Pastor Mark and Rev Jefferson are having a conversation about the North Hollywood Interfaith Food Pantry. Let's listen in.
Hey everyone, Pastor Mark here with Harmony Toluca Lake, an Affirming Faith community and second campus of Hollywood United Methodist Church, and we want to send greetings to you on this special Sunday Replay broadcast and episode, as this is Service Project Sunday, and I'm sitting here with Rev Jefferson Beaker.
Always a pleasure to sit with you, Mark.
Yes, indeed, and same likewise here.
Thank you.
Rev Jay and I enjoy riffing with each other, but also spending time with you and the Harmony Faith community.
Absolutely.
Always a joy. Well, we're going to be focusing, though, on this particular service project about the North Hollywood Interfaith Food Pantry. And it's important because we have a connection as Harmony with the North Hollywood Interfaith Food Pantry. Plus, Rev Jefferson sits on the board of directors for the food pantry. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you.
Well, we want to share and learn a little bit more of what is our relationship with North Hollywood Interfaith Food Pantry, but also, what is the food pantry? What do they do? How long have they been around?
Well, for four decades now, the food pantry has sought to meet a food insecurity need to families and individuals in the San Fernando Valley. Mm-hmm. Food insecurity is not necessarily people that have nothing, but often very people who their paychecks just don't go far enough to take care of their families. And so the food pantry has an opportunity to provide bags of food for people that have some staples in them that can help them get through the week.
So when you're saying that it has some staples in the bags, what might that be?
Bread, rice, tuna, peanut butter, we put other things in there depending on what has been donated for that particular week. Food is distributed on Monday and Friday mornings between 8 and 11 from the food pantry site, which is at Colfax and Moore Park in Studio City. And people can come by and pick up a bag of food. And they are asked by us when they come, do you need a cooking or a non-cooking bag? And that's very important to know because not everybody has the ability to heat up their food. And sometimes if, say, for example, they're homeless, they don't even have a chance to open a can. So we have to be very aware of providing cans that don't need a can opener, say, to open them. So Harmony is a very vital artery now for the food pantry. Originally, there were 22 churches and local schools that provide resources for the food pantry, and that is that there will be a Sunday at a church where they say, bring these items, cereal, peanut butter, rice, tuna, to our church, and we will take them to the food pantry, and they can be packed in bags for people. So churches have been involved. Unfortunately, the participation in some of these churches has waned as churches have gotten older congregations and don't have the resources to provide, perhaps, for things. And I'm thrilled because now Harmony has stepped in to fill that void. And I love the enthusiasm of our congregation. We say to them, we need brown paper bags, because we do, to pack the food in. And we need egg cartons, because the pantry gets eggs in bulk. And we can take those eggs and we can put them in these cartons that can then go into the bags and be distributed. So what happens now, I'm always at the door on Sunday morning at Harmony, greeting people, and people will walk in and just hand me food cartons or they'll hand me bags. And it's almost like they're paying an admission fee to get in. I love it. And they hand me these, and it just thrills me that to be able to take these over to the pantry. So Harmony has become a very vital resource. And that's why I was asked if I would be on the board.
Yeah, and we've been blessed here at Harmony to have Reverend Dr. Louise Gobin.
Yes, he chairs the board.
And yeah, she's been marvelous. And I know how thrilled she is to have Harmony's participation.
Absolutely.
So what if I was a parent and I had a child, baby?
Right.
Is there something specific that I can also get from the food pantry to help me with my needs for my child?
Absolutely. We have provided baby formula and we have provided diapers. And so we get diapers donated to us for infants or for toddlers. We even have diapers for adults if they need those. So it's more than just food. It's necessities of life that people need to sustain life and I think for them to know that the pantry is there brings comfort, because we hear that from people. There are so many wonderful volunteer opportunities at the pantry that I want to share. Certainly bringing the things to the church here that we can then take to the pantry is part of that. But people can volunteer on a Monday or a Friday morning to be at the pantry and give the bags of food to the people that they drive up in their car. And we approach the car and we ask for their name. Mm-hmm. And after a while, we know many of these people, of course. But we ask for their name and how many are in their family and if they need a cooking or a non-cooking bag. And then we get the bag and we give it to them. And very often, the morning that we're doing the distribution, somebody from a school will pull up with a car full of baked goods. So now we have something extra that we can give to this family. Or people will go in their backyard and pick the oranges out of their tree, and they will bring those to the pantry. And we say, oh, well, do you want some oranges? Would you like that? And sometimes they're juice boxes or cookies. So it's really exciting to see the look on people's faces when you're able to provide something for them. And it's very meaningful. Those bags are packed by very loving volunteers who go to the synagogue very often where the bags are packed and just put these bags together. Mm-hmm. And the bags are labeled cooking or non-cooking. And so all that stuff comes to the distribution center and it is on shelves in the room, and we can run in there and grab those bags. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, the biggest workout I have is working the distribution at the food pantry, because from 8 into 11, we are on a constant run of getting this food, taking it to people, and also accepting things that people will bring to the pantry.
So what if I were older, not as mobile? Is there something I could do at the food pantry to help?
Absolutely. You could pack the bags. Mm. Even on distribution day, we have people in the back who are putting bags together. And so these women are, I love to hear their conversations because they're so wonderful. They're all standing around this table and packing these bags and having a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. It's a time of community and to meeting new people. And it's really wonderful. One of the needs that the food pantry has discovered is that people very often just require a sack lunch. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thrilled that we at Harmony have taken a Sunday that is our church mission project Sunday and are going and have packed bags.
Yeah, 90 sack lunches.
90 sack lunches. And we are packing these bags and labeling what the sandwich is inside, because there'll be different kinds of sandwiches. Mm-hmm. There'll be some cookies and some chips. And I'm particularly thrilled because I found out last week from our children's ministry director, that the kids got excited to put a note in these bags. Yeah. And they're putting in a positive affirmation.
Yes, they place those in each of the bags.
In each of the bags. And these positive affirmations that these people are going to see when they get this bag of food says that they are loved and they are valued. And they're all, as affirmations that are very powerful always are in the first person. Mm-hmm. I am a child of God. I am a blessing of God. And we they putting these in these bags.
Yeah.
And I just could not be more thrilled that there is energy in this, on this campus and in this room, that that people want to provide for people in San Fernando Valley. I have always believed that the biggest mission for a church is to find a social justice need and then to do what you can to meet it. We as a singular congregation cannot meet every need.
Right.
But we can find one that we can meet. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited that this is one that Harmony has taken on.
Well, and I'm thrilled that we set aside specific Sundays, the fifth Sunday of a month, to do a service project. Yeah. And that way we were getting out into the neighborhood, into the community, and showing up to take care of those in need.
Right.
One of the things, too, about those affirmation cards is the kids, which I love, is they each have written something on the back as well, which just, it's just an extra added touch, which is so lovely.
We all know from our growing up that when we took our sack lunch to school, how thrilled we were if our mother put a note in there. Even if it said, you come right home after church and or school and do your homework, whatever. We had a note in there, and it was very personal. And I think people really appreciate that what the kids are doing.
Well, and talking about kids, schools also participate with the food pantry, yes?
Yes. So during the school year, the schools very often will do the bags, the lunch bags. But one of the things that the school kids love to do is put together little Ziploc bags of cat food and dog food.
Ah, so we're helping out pets.
Pets as well. We mustn't forget our pets. And the kids have so much energy into that. And so when the car will pull up, and it always comes on our distribution day, so the teacher or somebody from the school will come by with these, and they're boxes of these little Ziploc bags that are labeled dog food or cat food. And all of that goes into the storage in the back, and we know that this is the cat food and this is the dog food. And so when people say, oh, do you have... We could say yes. Mm-hmm. And it's so thrilling to answer that question, do you have, to say yes.
That's awesome.
That we can meet that need. We also have on distribution day, homeless people come up to us and say, I'm homeless, I'm hungry, can you help me? And we're able to say, yes, I have something for you.
Yeah.
And to provide for them.
Well, this is also, as we're coming toward a close in this particular conversation that you and I are having, it's sort of odd because some folks may sit there and think, well, you know, is there really a need? And how much is there a need? Well, we have learned that food insecurity actually is on the increase.
It is.
We had the pandemic, which definitely showed us there was a need. But then the strikes, but, you know, I had a conversation with someone. They said, well, you know, the pandemic's over. The strikes are over. Is there really a need? And it's like, actually, it's gotten worse.
So many people live on a fixed income, and it's getting harder and harder for them to live on that income.
With inflation.
And one of the things that they will often do without is food.
Mm.
And we mustn't do without food.
Yeah, because I just talked with someone, and they said they're narrowing down to one meal a day.
Yeah, yeah. Or they have to make a decision, do I eat? Does my pet eat?
Mm-hmm.
Or my child. And so at the pantry, we try to meet as many needs as we can.
Yeah.
And we know what needs are out there because we hear from these people that pull up in their cars.
Yes. Well, I want to just express my thanks to you being on the board of directors representing Harmony and everything that you're doing, as well as we want to say thank you to Harmony.
Yes.
To all of you, as well as those outside of this faith community that support the North Hollywood Interfaith Food Pantry and in everything that they're doing to make a positive difference in lives of those in need.
Check out the website for the San Fernando Valley North Hollywood Food Pantry. On there, you will find ways to volunteer. you will find ways to give. And if you're not in the area, you can give financially, because part of what the pantry does is go out and also buy food.
Yes.
At a discount.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes the food that we get, we need to supplement.
Yes. So again, we express our gratitude to all of you, and we hope to see you here at Harmony Toluca Lake for our worship service on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m., as well as participate in the many outreach opportunities that we extend in making a difference in this world. Peace.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Sunday Replay here on the Harmony Podcast Network, produced and recorded by me, Donna Miller. This week's guests were Pastor Mark Stevenson and Reverend Jefferson Beaker. Be sure to like, rate, subscribe, and especially to download these episodes, which helps us to continue making content for you and all of our listeners. Sunday Replay is sponsored in part by Hollywood United Methodist Church, of which Harmony Toluca Lake is the second campus. You can find us on social media on Facebook at HarmonyTL and on Instagram at Harmony_TLC. Join us next week as Pastor Mark begins a new sermon series entitled Living a Meaningful Life. Until then, as Pastor Mark always likes to say, peace.